The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. This weekend sees the first of the games in the Roses Reunited series. And I've been speaking to Nat, Ebony, Helen and Jess to find out more. Nat, Jamaica are going to add that flair and that particular style of playing. Obviously, it's exciting to see. It's exciting to watch. So what's that like for you when you're on court?
Oh, it's just so exciting. Even like the fact that we're going to have a home series here in England again after such a long time with crowds. It's just, yeah, so exciting and so important for us in the build-up, looking ahead towards Commonwealth Games next year and World Cup year after. We want to be able to make the most of every opportunity we get, and we know how amazing it is to have that opportunity to put on the red dress. So for Jamaica to come over is so exciting and so valuable to us to learn from and play against and test ourselves against them. So yeah, very much looking forward to it and seeing what happens over the next couple of weeks.
How important is being back at Thunder at this stage in your career?
Vital. Yeah, it's been really nice for me to be able to come back home. Obviously, playing out with Helen at Swiss for the last few years, so I will miss Helen a lot. But for me, with my netball, I had to take a lot of things into consideration, and coming back home and being near family was so important to me. So yeah, I'm very much looking forward to the 2022 season and being back with Thunder since 2016.
Are you going to be honest, Helen? You are going to miss her, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I miss her as a teammate, but I think more than that, as a housemate. I've lived with her for the past couple of years, so that's the big kicker, is losing her from the day to day and having dinners with her and all of that. But I think for Nat, it was a really good decision. You know, she's going to have a husband and she's got family back home, and Thunder are a great bunch of girls. And yeah, I'm really upset to see her go, but I know that she's just going to love life and being back home.
Ebony, you're heading in the opposite direction. So how important do you reckon these games are going to be against Jamaica coming up?
I think, like Nat said, it'll be absolutely crucial. I think Jamaica, compared to the likes of Australia and New Zealand, are a completely different outfit in terms of the style of netball that they play. So to kind of get that exposure against them at this point in time before hopefully the Commonwealth Games next year, I think it's going to be absolutely critical for this squad. And with the likes of Helen and Joe and Daisy Francis Bateman coming back into the squad, this group really hasn't been together as we are at this moment in time for a long time. Some of us haven't even played since the 2019 World Cup, myself included. So it's just a really exciting time in terms of the breadth and the depth that we have in the squad. And even the young ones coming through, like the likes of Sophie Drakeford-Lewis and Imogen Allison, have really proven their worth over the last couple of weeks, especially with the tour against and the most recent success against New Zealand. So this opportunity that we have against Jamaica, one, as Nat said, we're so excited about, because we haven't had international competition with a crowd on home soil. But I think in terms of the invaluable exposure against a Caribbean side and the knowledge that will give us going into next year as to where we're at and also where we might need to improve or maintain, is going to be absolutely crucial.
How's it been over the last couple of weeks, obviously, just with training and prep leading into these?
Do you know what? It's been absolutely brilliant. It's been so exciting. The vibe in camp, I think everybody knows, especially on the international stage, as a Roses team, we always have fun. We enjoy what we do. We're passionate about what we do, whilst also pushing the boundaries to be the best that we can be. So we started off a couple of weeks ago with a Roses camp in Loughborough. And again, it was, it's been tough. We've been put through our paces with fitness testing and again, building combinations and really kind of sharpening down on the tactics that we're going to need to employ in this Jamaica series, but also just building on our individual strengths. So to go from camp in Loughborough to have a really tough selection against a big pool of athletes, and to be sitting where we are today, I think it's definitely been a journey, and it's just one I think most of us are all really excited about, because we can see the opportunity that lies ahead, but also as we look forward to Commonwealth Games as to what also is on stake moving forward. So everyone's just trying to put their best foot forward and give Jess and the rest of the coaches a headache as to what lineups go out there each and every test match.
Have you had a word with Alex yet about being the first ever Mintridge overseas ambassador?
To be fair, when I told Alex I was going, she had mixed emotions. Obviously, the work I do with Mintridge and being a sports ambassador for them and going to schools and inspiring people, the young kids, has been invaluable, not only to that charity, but also spreading the messages of the Roses for all those people who want to wear the red dress one day. So I think she was happy that it was only going to be for a 5-6 month period for the Queensland Firebirds. But she also talks about doing programs abroad as well. So I guess just my more so now, I guess my message when I am going to schools and talking to the younger kids about being a Rose and the career on and off the court, I guess it just will have a bit more in terms of another chapter in terms of talking about the training experience and life doesn't stop in terms of your ambitions after motherhood and also at the ripe old age at 33.
Be honest, you just want to make sure that Nibble's sent to Australia.
Nibble protein is like definitely the way forward. So,
right, enough sponsorship. I can't do too much sponsorship.
I know. That or a suitcase load to take with me.
Oh, nice. Jess, back to you. And the fact that realistically we haven't had much top-level opponents in the prep for Birmingham. So obviously the Jamaica Games, the fact that Quad Series was being announced for January, really good. Those are finally in the diary.
Yeah, I think firstly, I'm most proud that I think of any of the top five nations that we're going to face up against, we've most probably maintained and played more international netball and more netball overall during COVID than anybody. And that's not been easy. We've put ourselves really out there. You know, the team's gone over to New Zealand under tough conditions twice now, and that's always been a collective decision. And at no point has anyone really ever questioned it, because this group are right behind the fact they want to throw everything at trying to back up that gold medal this time around on home soil. So I think, yes, you know, sadly there hasn't been much netball, but I think we can take some real confidences from the fact that we were able to have that Nations Cup series so valuable and so early in my tenure against Jamaica, South Africa, New Zealand, and then we've been able to hit out against the world champions a couple of times. You know, we're super excited for the fact that Quad is just around the corner, but we have to deal with this series first. And I think, you know, irrelevant of where teams rank in the world, we know that Jamaica can be a real banana skin when it comes to those major tournaments. And I think what the Roses have done great in the last cycle is they've really won when it mattered most in both the Gold Coast and in Liverpool, and did a fantastic job. I was in the stadium watching that game in the World Cup in Liverpool, and it was most probably one of the most confident victories that we've had against Jamaica. But in between times, they're hard to kind of nail down to play against frequently. And we haven't really ever won a three-match series since 2013. And I don't think people will really be aware of the challenge that we face when we hit them in a three-match series. So I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to kind of put our money where our mouth is a little bit, see if we can start this series in confident fashion in London and really challenge them. And, you know, there's a bit of history up for grabs here as well against Jamaica if we can get a series win. But more than that, I just want us to be better. I just want us to be better than the last time that we played them. I want us to be competitive. And I think Ebs has touched on the fact that this group is new again. You know, like, we've really enjoyed those challenges. You know, in particular for me, every time we've had a competition, the group's changed. But always for the better. And we've now got a group of 16 here for whom, you know, it's going to be really hard to pick a 12. Great practice for me, I guess, ahead of next year. But I think it's a real testament to the players that I look in the room around and I think, wow, you know, the fact that they're willing to put themselves on the line, not knowing yet what the outcome might be, is only putting the team in the best possible position for Birmingham. And I've got the utmost respect for these guys. I think they're doing a brilliant job at representing the Roses. And, you know, we did have a great time over in New Zealand and managed to get the win, but we're not naive. We know there are bigger challenges yet to come, and you know, we'll just put our best foot forward and see what we can put out on court over the next 2 weeks.
All you can do. Helen, there's going to be young players at these games at the Copper Box and in Birmingham as well. Maybe just experiencing a live game for the first time. So maybe a bit of advice for them to, if they want to take their career a bit further.
Yeah, I mean, I remember being one of those young girls watching Joe Harton at the 2011 Fastnet. Yeah, and then a couple of years later, rooming with her at the Commonwealth Games. So I know exactly how it feels to watch this squad and just be in awe of the girls. One thing I would say is just take any opportunity that you get, and whether that's netball or whether it wasn't. You know, for me personally, I played netball, football, hockey, tennis. I did all of the sports that were on offer. And then when I finally, you know, progressed in netball, I was a much more rounded athlete and I was way better at competitive scenarios and I was good in those environments. And I think just taking those opportunities and probably putting my mum and dad through the ringer, taking me to all of those training sessions and everything, it put me in a really good place. And then when I finally specialised in netball, just giving everything I had, showing up to every single training session, no matter if it was 2.5 hours down the motorway, putting in that dedication, because things don't just happen overnight. And we didn't just become Roses athletes, you know, just by chance. We've all, each of us have worked super hard and done a lot of training, a lot of hours. And there really isn't any other way around it. So whether you're talented or gifted or not, you have to be putting in the work. And I think that it sets you up for the professional environment that the Roses can offer you.
The game is for Jamaica, Sunday the 28th at the Copper Box, Saturday the 4th at Nottingham Arena, and also on the 5th at Nottingham Arena, live on Sky Sports and live on YouTube as well. And sorry, Jess, but apart from the Zoom with you, Son and Liv, this is my best Zoom call ever.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.